Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk a lot about Great American Beer Fest, and we say our congratulations to all the Illinois brewers that won awards this year. We also talk about some of the upcoming events that you should be checking out. All that more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome back to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back in home studio today. Not out on site anywhere, but I had a lot of fun at Beer Miscuous last week.
Yeah, it feels good to be back. I do like when we get out.
So
that was nice too, man. Those guys are great.
Yeah, they're great space. So hopefully you made it over there for some of those great events that they have, or even coming up. They always have fun stuff. But yeah, we're back here and we're drinking local beer as we always do. And I don't think we've drank this yet. We have some Revolution bottom-up wit.
Yeah, man. So this is their this is a classic Belgian wit brewed in Chicago. I like this beer a lot because, you know, you get, like, just a little bit of sweetness, like almost a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of honey.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, moderate amount of sweetness. So it's good.
Yeah, and, you know, it was just their Oktoberfest party over the weekend, so I felt like it was fitting for us to drink something from Revolution.
Very true.
And I heard the other day that Revolution's distributor, they're the number four beer that distributor sells. So distributor also sells Miller, Coors, and like other Miller and Coors brand, or distributes those brands in Chicago.
Yeah, Windy City, right?
Yeah.
They're part of the Miller network, though, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's like a Mexican or some other kind of beer, like similar to all those, and Revolution's number four.
That's intense, man.
That's nuts.
That lets you know that there are a lot of people will tell you that's the best brewery in Chicago.
That's a crazy amount of beer. So you're probably drinking Revolution beer at the moment, or have in the last week. But we should get into what we made it to this last week. I want to start with you because you were out of town. You weren't even in Chicago, but you were partying with a lot of Chicago folks.
Yeah, man. I went to the 33rd annual Great American Beer Fest. You know, this is a party that's been on my radar. Like, I've been meaning to go more than this year.
Right. And this was in Denver?
Yeah, it's in Denver. And it's always been in Denver. I think it started in Boulder, they said, back in 1982. It's been in Denver forever, at least the last, 20 years or so. So I finally got a chance to go, man.
Yeah.
And it was great, man. This was like a bucket list thing for me,
Sure.
Because you never really, you always say you're going to go, and then when it's time to go, I'm not paying for that flight.
Something came up, or I don't need to go to another beer fest.
Exactly.
Same, right?
Right. So I finally made it out there, man. So I get to Midway at 5 a.m., man. And I'm walking past the Harry Carey's, and I see a Revolution jacket. So I'm like, oh, well, who's that from Revolution? I might know him.
Who was it?
It was a Deb Turner, man.
Was she already drinking?
Dude, already drinking at 5 a.m. So this was a party from the word go, because we're on the same flight.
Okay.
You know,
What's the first flight out of Midway? It's like 5 a.m.
It's literally 6:15 or something.
Yeah.
So as soon as we get on the flight, we buy up all the vodka, all the bourbon. It's like 6 a.m.
Okay.
And she's like, what? We got to buy them all now because it's going to take them up and down. You got to go up and down the plane.
Oh, she has a plan. She has done this before.
Right? So it was a party from the beginning, man, and it was a really good time. So, I mean, I will say this about the GABF, man. They sold 49,000 tickets in about a half hour, right? This is a three-day party, and it's also an award ceremony. The fest itself, there's a lot of people at this fest, man.
Okay.
We were talking about it a little bit, man. Just imagine a parade, walking down State Street, and then imagine a beer fest in the middle of that parade.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Now, did you get in early or like the day of for like having media passes? Isn't there like a special day or like an early session?
Yeah, so there's so the judges get there as early as Tuesday.
Okay.
The first session is on a Thursday, and then so there's Thursday, Friday, Saturday sessions. Yeah, that's right. So the Saturday first session is what they call a members-only session.
Okay.
So it's not as crowded as Saturday night. But the least populated day was Thursday.
Okay.
And yeah, there was no really, not for as far as I could tell, there was no, like, early entry.
Okay.
You know, so they did have a couple of pavilions, which were a really nice escape, right? So like there was a farm to table section where, you know, they paired, you know, local producers and their food with, you know, selected beers.
Oh, neat.
You know, so if you didn't want to be around all those people, you could go back there. And Draft had a VIP booth, which was cool. Yeah, and that was critical, man. Because, you know? Dude, there's a lot of people at this thing.
Break away from the crowds for a minute or two.
Yeah, yeah. And it could just be me, you know, being a grumpy old man. Like, why are there so many people in line for supplication? Get out of the way.
I need to have this. I can't get this beer, don't
right,
you know?
Right, but I thought it was a good event, man. It's just, you know, it's like a trade show. You know, but for beer.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to see.
What did you have? Do you have anything that you remembered that stood out that you did wait an hour or more in line for?
Yeah. We stood in line for Russian River, you know, because I think they had Pliny. They had Supplication. There was a brewery called Real Ale from Blanco, Texas.
Oh, never heard of them.
Me either. And they had a sour called Benedictum, which I really wanted to try, so we waited for them. You know, just taking at this point, man, you know, since we were there for 2 days prior to the event, so we're just taking recommendations from everybody, you know.
Okay, yeah.
The one beer I remember was this beer called Death by Coconut from Oscar Blues.
Oh, huh.
So this was a Irish stout, right? It was a dry Irish stout and a collaboration with another brewery, with Shamrock Brewery. Because the brewmaster at Oscar Blues used to work at Shamrock, and he made this beer called Death by Coconut, where he literally took, like, you know, 600 pounds of coconut on a 40 barrel system and dumped it in there, right? He's like, it's a pain in the ass to make, but once he made it and he saw the reaction, he was forced to make it again. And it actually won a silver medal the Saturday morning.
Oh, very
so,
cool.
Yeah, so that beer was really good. To be honest with you, man, much of the actual fest was kind of a blur.
Okay.
But those things kind of stood out.
Did you have a beer, or was there a brewery that you would just keep going back to because, one, it was, like, easy and fast, and you knew, like, if it was, like, session beer or some other just, you know, they made it through their line fast, or there was no line?
Yeah. There were a couple breweries like that, man. They were all California breweries, man, like Carl Strauss and, you know, Goose Clybourne. Yeah. They named their renovated party space after Carl Strauss. I got over there a lot. And then another brewery was Beechwood Barbecue and Brewing. You know, I see their logo Beechwood all the time.
Yeah, they make good stuff.
Yeah, and I've always wanted to try their stuff. So then you could walk right up and get to their stuff, which was cool. And yeah, there were a lot of breweries like that, you know. So I just tried to, like,
just a lot of, like, the names no one's heard of or new breweries that just, you know, they may not win the awards this year, but maybe next year.
Exactly. And there were a lot of places where, you know, you've heard about them, or you've seen ads for them, or you heard people talk about them, and you know them by name, but you never had their stuff. So I made it a point to get to those breweries.
Oh, cool.
Know? And those are a couple examples of those, man. So, yeah, it was a good party, man. The best part, I'll say this about JBF. It's a fun time because everybody's in Denver, right? So there's all these pre and post parties, like, everywhere.
Takeovers. Yeah, it was pretty quiet around here.
And then the thing that really sets this thing apart is the awards. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this the Denver Convention Center has, like, a 6,000-person theater.
Wow.
Where they do this, like, it's a proper award show. It's like the Grammys, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Charlie Papazian's there. He's giving out the awards. And, and Illinois, man, they represented, man. They
got
there were 9 medals.
Talk about this, 9 medals. So who do we got? We got Haymarket won for their stout, Defender.
Yeah, Defender American Stout won the gold medal for American Stout. And there was another gold from Carbondale, Illinois, which, I got to be honest with you, I'm not even sure where the hell Carbondale is, man.
It's southwesty.
It is not Chicago or the suburbs. Yeah.
Southwest.
All right, we'll go with Southwest. So they won a goal for their Little Egypt Hefeweizen.
Mm-hmm. Carbondale is a college town.
Oh, yeah, Southern Illinois is there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, I take that back.
Yeah.
It's in Southern Illinois.
So you know where it's at. It's far, though.
But that was cool, man. Those were 2 gold medals, and then there were 9 medals total. In the silver category, you had Five Rabbit. They won a silver for their golden ale.
Okay, is that the Five Rabbit?
Yeah, it's called, the name of the beer is Five Rabbit, yeah. So the funny thing about the gold nail category is that there was no gold medal, you know.
Hmm.
And there were 2 categories like that. So people were actually booing because they'd announced Five Rabbit as a winner. And then they say there was no gold awarded for this category.
Weird.
And people are like, boo. And he's like, all right, calm down.
Was there just not enough beers in that cat? Or why wouldn't they just bump it up?
In this category, there were 90 entries. I'm very curious about that. I don't know. There were multiple categories like that where
there's just no gold.
There was just no gold. Yeah.
They're like, this was good, but it wasn't gold good.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's weird.
feel like you're gold by default at that point.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
first place didn't show up.
First place didn't show up. Guess
you take
what?
The seat. You take the spot.
You take first place, man. So there were a ton of silvers. You know, Temperance, our very first guest on the show.
Yeah.
Claudia from Temperance up in Evanston, man. They won a silver medal for the English IPA.
Yeah, the Gatecrasher. That's awesome to see because they've only been around just a little over a year now. And, you know, she's making great beer, so kudos to her.
Yeah. Oh, one more goal that escaped us, man, is the Two Brothers. And Two Brothers often gets overlooked. We have it on the show a lot. Mm-hmm. And I get excited about that because it's one of those breweries you just kind of take for granted. Like, you never really order it.
Right.
You know, but they're making great stuff. They're the fourth largest brewery in Illinois, according to them.
Okay.
You know, and they won a gold for their sour beer. It was called Sour Beer Number 2.
All right. I feel like I might have seen that at Fest. It's such like a generic name where it's like, we don't even have time to make up a name for this.
Yeah, it's called Sour Beer Number 2.
I guess there's all those like track 7, track 9s.
Yeah, from Lost Abbey.
Maybe that's their plan with that.
Yeah. A couple more silvers. There was the Flossmoor Station. They won a silver in the strong beer category for Shadow of the Moon.
Don't get me started there again.
Yeah, right. Moving right along. Silver medal for the Schomburg Ram restaurant and brewery. They had a White Eagle Smoked.
Oh, that's cool. I thought all the Schombergs kind of did this. I mean, not all the Schomburg Rams did the same thing, but I guess they're similar to Rock Bottom in that way that they do have unique beers at each location.
Yeah, like they have a couple that are probably just the same, like the same styles at every stop.
Uh-huh.
But then you got this other section where you just kind of do what you want kind of thing. Yeah. So who am I missing here? Of course, Steve Hollow.
Yeah. I always forget about these guys. I think you've mentioned their name a couple times.
And yeah.
For some reason, I just blank on them all the time. I haven't even seen their beer around town.
I've never seen their beer around town.
But they make beer. They just won.
Like, I happen to know they make beer because, you know, because I've been there. You know, but I've never seen it anywhere else. Oh, but then Dave, I know Dave because he was he's a founding member of Chaos, and I've been to a couple Chaos events.
Okay.
And, you know, when I went to the brewery, he was there, showed us around. So, you know, I remember that. So I remember, hey, you know, they make beer.
Oh,
and
cool.
He also won a silver medal at World Beer Cup this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is kind of cool. So.
So why you should make more beer, right?
I don't know, like, man.
If your beer is this good that it's winning awards, make more beer.
This is their first year in.
Yeah.
Right? They've won 2 medals now. And World Beer Cup and Great American Beer Fest, those are kind of in the top tier of beer. There's other beer awards.
But those are like the 2 main ones.
They're
on the wall at people's breweries.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what's he doing over there? I think we need to investigate. We need some investigating reporting here. What's he doing? Is it money? Because I bet he could get investors no problem.
I'll tell you something, man.
Just show up with his 2 medals, you know.
Just wear the medals. Button your shirt, and then when you get to where you're going, just unbutton the shirt and be like, yeah, so this is happening.
This is like, I need some money so you can drink my beer.
Yeah, you're right, though, man, because now is the time to strike if you were to expand. Like, look at Haymarket. Haymarket's got plans to expand, you know, and you know, winning awards, so they're like, hey, people like it. We're making more beer. That's a very good point. And last but not least, man, the American-style IPA category.
Oh, right. We almost overlooked this.
Yeah. Now, they said that this year, 279 entries is the largest of any category in the history, the 33-year history of the festival.
And Chicago pulled out a win there.
It's a big deal, man. Half Acre Beer Company won a silver for Heyoka, their IPA. Oh. Yeah.
I might have to see if it's on the shelves if people haven't heard the word yet.
Yeah, right.
Grab up some.
I kind of thought it was their it's pretty cool because Half Acre and like even like Three Floyds last year, they're one of those crews, right? They love the style. You know, they've got multiple IPAs and double IPAs like all year long.
Yeah.
You know, so then they're kind of to a point where like, hey, if you want that kind of beer, that's where you go.
Yeah.
You know, and that's pretty cool. A lot of people look at that and have like negative things to say, like, oh, they're making his IPAs, which is not true, first of all. Right.
But and this beer, did it become, is it a seasonal release or is it a full year-round can?
I thought Heyoka was their winter release.
Oh, their winter, Pony in the summer.
Yeah.
Heyoka in the winter.
Yeah, because I remember at the Big Hugs release, I got Heyoka there.
Okay.
And I think they were saying it was their winter release.
Okay, because I know they're getting rid of Over Ale.
Yeah, Over Ale, and I think Gossamer, too.
I think they had the Gossamer problems with the, or no, that was the easy cut. They had can problems. But I know they're getting rid of Over Ale and something else is coming in there. Over Ale just doesn't sell. I don't even think they're going to be making it at all, even on tap anymore.
Yeah, because in the beginning they had like these the three flagships, you know, Daisy Cutter, Gossamer, Overail. Mm-hmm. And now you're seeing them shift to this the seasonal model. You know, in the summer it's Kari Shogun, and the winter is Heyoka, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, which actually makes more sense. But people like new, right? Like beer people like new beer.
Right.
So, yeah, that was cool. Definitely nice to see Haymarket take a gold medal. You know, we take the brew bus there like literally every Saturday. Yeah. So, and we get to drink these beers all the time. And it's kind of cool to see, you know. So
you're gonna, next one you order, you're gonna, you know, think about it a little more maybe.
Right. You know, that mm-hmm. was fun. We were in the towards the front of the stage, and Goose Island was right behind us, like the, all of the Goose Island brewers, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so when Haymarket stood in line to get their photo taken, the guys just started clapping like really loud, you know.
Awesome.
And it was a cool like Chicago moment.
Yeah, Goose didn't even take home anything this year. They usually win something.
Yeah, nothing in nothing from Fulton, nothing from Clybourne. Yeah, and that's and their IPA is like one of the most lauded IPAs at that fest. I think it's won like more awards than any other
just
IPA.
Just the Goose IPA?
Yeah, the English IPA that they bottle, or they can now.
Oh, I think I was just drinking one earlier. I was like, all right, this is fine.
Yeah, that beer has won a ton of awards at that party.
And so people were waiting in line for that at the fest? Like,
people were waiting in line for like Madame Rose.
I was just saying, like, I have a lot in my fridge right now. There's no one lined up here drinking it.
Yeah, they brought the usual suspects. Like, I went over there to see, you know, because we know those guys, went over there to say hi. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are waiting in line for, like, you know, Madame Rose and proprietors and that kind of thing. You know, the typical stuff.
Okay.
So. Well, it's typical for us, right?
Yeah, we get those all the time.
Yeah. And real quick, man, the award count was California had the most, Colorado was second, and Oregon was third.
Oh, cool.
Followed by Texas. Texas won a lot of awards, too, and then Illinois.
Okay.
So
awesome. Sounds like a good time. So you'd go back?
I would go back. I mean, we hit a couple of breweries out there. We hit Oscar Blues. We took the Denver beer bus, and then we hit like three or four breweries. Places like Diebold, which focuses on French styles. They won a medal at JBF.
Okay.
And you know, dude, I still can't wrap my head around this. So the dude who's our tour guide, you know, he wrote a book on Denver beer.
Yeah.
And he was telling us that, you know, at last count, there are 271 breweries in Colorado.
Wow.
And 100 in Denver. I mean, to put that in perspective, when Chicago Craft Beer Week started, I think there was like 88 breweries.
Yeah.
In Illinois.
In Illinois.
You know, and they got 100 in Denver. And I have no idea like how are they keeping up with like this? You know, we went to a place called Canworks, which is the Denver Beer Company expanded, and now they can, and the new space is called Canworks.
Okay.
And then stop number two is like literally a mile and a half away.
So it's hardly a need for a beer bus.
You could, on a good day, you could totally
beer walk.
You could totally walk it.
Okay.
And I'm like, he said something, but it didn't register. I don't know how they're pulling this off, but kudos to those guys, man. I think it starts from like the top down, you know, because the governor, this was another cool story. So the governor, he owns a brewery called Wine Coop, which is right downtown. It's like one of the oldest breweries in Denver, right?
Okay.
So at the time, he was the mayor, and he was a brewer. You know, then he got elected to governor.
Okay.
So he's like, he got on the stage. He started off the show.
Probably passed some bills.
You know.
Help support his brewery.
Right. And I think it starts from the top down, I think. From a state level, there's an emphasis on producing, creating, and supporting breweries.
Okay.
You know, he said something that was interesting. He said, hey, you know, I'm a governor and I'm a brewer. I'm the first governor/brewer since Sam Adams in 1797.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Which that kind of caught my attention.
That's kind of awesome.
But yeah, but I think that's why they got so many, they're supporting so many, because it's a state initiative to support local businesses, specifically, you know, breweries.
Okay.
So.
And Chicago's all about the red tape, and
it's all about red tape. But then, you know, Miller is headquartered here.
Yeah.
You know, it's more about like contracts and, you know, and big corporations here.
Cool.
Which, you know, so when you go there, you immediately see the difference.
Yeah. Did this brew bus guy inspire you to write your book then?
Dude, he had a conversation. I'm like, he's like, yeah, I'm working on my fifth book. And somebody yelled out, why are you writing so many books, man? And then he was like, because it pays the mortgage.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. You need to write your book.
You know, man, it definitely got the wheels turning. I'll say that.
You should just write love stories from the
love
brew
stories
bus.
From the Chicago brew bus, man.
Like
volume
50 Shades of Grey Brewba style.
And just have, like, you know, a disclaimer, like, hey, you know.
These events may not have occurred right, on the right, Brewbus, right. But we're inspired by real people.
Oh, man, that was funny.
Well, sounds like a great time. I didn't make it to much since everyone was out of town. There wasn't much going on. But I did last night check out Alarmist, which is Gary Gulley's Panic Brewing.
Used to be Panic Brewing.
Used to be Panic. And he's got stuff in there now. He's got the brew house installed.
He's got stuff to make beer now.
Yeah, he's got stuff to make beer. He's got hops in a cooler. He's got the tanks. Everything's not hooked up yet, but he said he might be ready to go by the end of November.
Dude, that's coming up pretty quick, yeah. Man. Good for him, man.
Right. So hopefully we see some beer from him this year, which I'm sure he's hoping for. He's been trying to get going for years now. If anyone's been following him on his blog, you definitely have seen the trials and errors and everything he's learned, and I'm sure you've probably learned something from him too if you're thinking about brewing or starting a brewery. So he usually posts a lot. So
yeah, he's I know he was a Siebel guy. I think he worked at Metropolitan for a little bit. He was saying, yeah, I watched the Hopcast, and that's where I learned that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and he's a good guy
for sure.
I hung out with him at Lagunitas Tap Room one day. I looked over and I'm like, oh, it's Gary, and then we just start talking. Start going. I said, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, so definitely looking forward to having some of his beer. I think he did like a kind of test batch at a festival recently, so you might have already had something from him. So definitely cool, and he's a great brewer. So
yeah,
looking forward to seeing that, and I'm sure we'll do an updated Hopcast when it's kind of up and going more. Maybe we'll even go out there and record a beer pass from there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, should we get in this week? We already talked about GABF this whole time and haven't even talked about what happening in Chicago and what people can get to.
Yeah, man, let's get back local, man. That's what we're about. So this is Wednesday, which is tomorrow. So that'd be Wednesday, October 9th. The Oktoberfest party.
Thursday, October 9th. Wednesday.
Oh,
is today.
Yeah, you're throwing me off, man.
Recorded a day late.
Yeah, man. So it's scratch everything I just said.
It is Wednesday. You're right about that.
I was right about that part. It's a Thursday, October 9th. It's the Oktoberfest party at Peace.
So Peace Brewery on North Avenue. And what is it? Just their release of their Oktoberfest?
Yeah, Rocktoberfest. But then I got some special guests at this thing, too. Let's see if I can read this. Yeah, Half Acre, Revolution, Dry Hop, Off Color, Firestone Walker, and Three Floyds, just to name a few.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Is this an all-day event, or does it kick off?
No, this starts at 8.
At 9, okay.
Yeah, so this ought to be a good time. I really like Peace.
Yeah, I'll convince the team at the office to go over there Friday for lunch and enjoy the aftermath of what this festival was.
Right, because it's going to be wall-to-wall at Peace on a Thursday night. If they were doing nothing at Peace on a Thursday night, it'd be wall-to-wall.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I want to know what they did at Peace. This is a totally side story.
Yeah.
But so Bro Bagel moved in kind of next door.
Okay.
But this is where their tanks and fermenters and everything was, like the brewing equipment was,
right.
I thought.
Oh, so Bro Bagel moved in to where the brewing equipment for Peace was?
I thought.
It's like right next door.
Yeah. So
the Peace to Go. They call it Peace to Go. That's where you get
No, that's on the other side. Bro Bagel is a bagel shop they opened up. The Peace to Go still has fermenters, and you can see those when you go in.
Yeah.
On the opposite side of the building is Bro Bagels.
Okay.
And
which is a Peace. It's a Peace project.
It's a Peace project. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're making all the bagels fresh from the dough. You know, they make their dough there.
Okay.
But it looked like when I saw their brewing equipment stuff, I thought it was all back where Bro Bagel is. So I kind of want to know what happened. It was tight in there, and he didn't have much space to
it was tight.
He didn't have much space to grow or expand, so to take space away, I don't know what they did.
I wonder how Jonathan feels about that, the brewmaster Cutler.
Yeah,
I wonder how that conversation went. I'd like to hear more about that.
So unless they have a bigger space, maybe they moved everything to the other side where the Peace out part is.
Yeah,
who
Peace
knows?
Out, that's what they're to go.
Huh. I don't know. If anyone knows, let us know. I'd love to find out.
Same here.
But so that's Thursday at Peace.
Yes.
It's Friday in Lake Zurich. A craft beer festival.
Right on.
45 different craft beers in Lake Zurich. It's from two times. Oh, this starts on Friday and Saturday.
That's beautiful.
It's a bonus.
Dude.
So Friday from 5 to 9. And then Saturday from 2 to 6.
You know, since we've been doing this show, we used to have, I used to, in my head, used to refer to like the summer as festival season. You know, there's mm-hmm. festival every weekend. And then since we've been doing this show, I mean, there never really is no end to the festival. Like, there's always festivals.
There's always something happening, yeah.
It was just cool, you know.
And I think this one's going to be kind of different because it's going to be kind of, I think, October-y fest theme. Yeah. There's going to be live music, arts and crafts, but it's a beer fest going on as well.
Yeah. So
tickets are $40 before Friday or Saturday, $50 on site.
I like the idea of getting out of town sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go there and feel like you're in it, everything changes. It feels like you're hundreds of miles away and you're just in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then if you're in the city, you have a beer festival going on as well.
Yeah. One of the best parties of the year, man, is a Beer Hoptacular.
And it's this year, it's back at the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah, it's back at the Aragon Ballroom. That's where it started 5 years ago. So this, just like the Lake Zurich Fest, is a multi-day fest. This is Friday and Saturday. They're doing one session Friday and doing two sessions Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, this was at the Bridgeport Arts Center, Lacuna Arts Center.
Mm-hmm. Which was really nice. I had a blast there.
They had it was great.
The derby and like the weird Lagunitas style like fire dancers and stuff.
Yeah, it was really cool, man. I think... And then when you walked out, you know, there was a completely separate section, which was like a tent that they built that was the size of a football field. Yeah.
It was cold that day, though. Yeah, so it was really chilly. From like outside to the tent was kind of, well.
I'm curious to see what they do with the Aragon this year. Because, you know, the first time, it was one of the first times that we met you guys was at Beer Hoptacular, and there were a ton of people there.
Yeah, and then I think the year before they moved, it just got too crowded. Like you couldn't even walk around in there.
Yeah, it was almost too busy. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I mean, they I think they figured it out over the last 5 years, and I think you'll see this will be a little bit different. It's a you get to choose best in show at this party.
Okay.
And it's also a homebrew competition as well. So I'll be judging the homebrew competition.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so this would be a Saturday morning. They announce the winners Saturday night. So you get two sets of winners, one for the pros that are serving their beers, and then another for the homebrews.
Oh, cool. So you'll be there Saturday morning then?
Yeah.
Drinking them?
Yeah.
And then Friday, you said you were going to the fest?
I think Friday I'm going to go to the fest. And I'll come back Saturday morning and do the judging. I just like hanging out with the judges, man. You know, like Mike Miller, Little Stevie Hamburg, you know, Marty Nachel, and a couple other guys. Yeah, it's just fun getting up at like, you know, you got to show up at like 8 a.m.
And then you'll probably just stay around for that first session. I have a feeling I'll see you there.
I think you're right. Yeah. So that's at the Aragon Ballroom, man. Aragon is on 1106 West Lawrence Avenue. That's in Uptown.
What tickets? Are they 40 or 45?
Yeah, tickets are 45. VIP is 85.
Okay.
So that gets started 6:30 Friday, October 10th. That's going to be a good party. You should go to that one if you got nothing going.
Cool. And then Saturday, besides these two festivals, is Harvest Ale.
Yeah, so this is
or Ale Harvest Fest. Or?
Yeah, this is Ale Harvest Fest.
Ale Harvest.
So this is Lou Dog Events. So
okay.
They've been doing a ton of these events, man, and you know, kudos to them, man, because they've got a really good pace on these. So this is in Westmont at the Ty Warner Park, Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. So that's a standard, you know, $40 ticket, and you know, Ty Warner, that's the dude that created the Beanie Babies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That Ty Warner, that?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was, like, in the 90s, man, I remember working out there when I was, like, 18 or something, you know.
Getting Beanie Babies?
Doing, like, you know, like, data processing or something.
Okay.
You know, just typing in receipts of all the Beanie Baby purchases or something. Just,
wow.
That's showing my age a little bit here.
Well,
yeah.
I had a lot of Beanie Babies,
yeah.
And then I sold them at a flea market, made a ton of money.
Yeah. So you and the dude.
I flipped my Beanie Babies. Because my mom would buy them for my sister, but she'd be like, oh, I gotta get Brad one.
Yeah.
So I get them, and I just kept them all, like, in the closet. And then I went to the flea market one time, put a sign on my back, like, Beanie Babies for sale. Just sold them all, walking around.
It was a weird phenomenon, the Beanie Babies, man. They were all the rage in the 90s, man. Yeah, and now they're doing beer festivals at Ty Warner Park.
Man, I wonder if you can get, like, a drunken bear.
Dude, please dress up like a Beanie Baby for this. Somebody, please. You know, please let there be Beanie Babies, like, as a prize for something. That would be great.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. So that's Saturday, man.
Crazy. Anything else this weekend?
Kaiser Tiger, which is like walking distance from here.
Yeah.
They're doing an Oktoberfest this year. And you know, Oktoberfest is all about, you know, the beer, but then it's all about sausages too. Mm-hmm. So, and this is the place you want to be for some sausage.
Uh-huh. And their outdoor area has there recently. It's set up with these huge picnic tables, yep. So it feels very German Oktoberfest kind of thing, where everyone can just line up and you know, get some beers, get some sausages.
Very German beer hall-ish.
Yeah.
That's very true. And I'm really excited that, you know, because, you know, the Chicago Beer Society has that fall tasting every year, and this year that's going to be at Kaiser Tiger.
Oh, cool.
So it's good to see a space like that get used the way it should be. Mm-hmm. You know, because, it's in a weird section of Randolph. Like, it's on the strip in West Loop, but it's towards the end of the strip.
That is the end.
Yeah, they are the end of the strip. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool space. So if you haven't been, this would be a great time to go, man. Three Floyds, Revolution, Haymarket, a lot of their beers are going to be there. Oktoberfest.
Awesome. Anything else before we get out of here?
Oh, wow. No, I think we covered it all, man.
Phew, we talked a lot about JBF, so... I think we got most events that you should be checking out. You know, there's always fun stuff popping up. So, you know, be sure to keep up with us on Facebook or Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. We're always posting stuff there.
Yeah.
But how can people find you? You know, if you're out drinking or doing whatever else you're doing on the ran on the streets.
I have no idea what that means. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter. It's at BRad. And, yeah, like I said, Chicago Beer Pass, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes. Leave us a review. We love seeing that. And if you have stories, you know, email us, chicagobeerpass@gmail.com or events. You know, let us know. We don't see everything. It's hard to keep track of everything. There's so much stuff, and we're usually drunk. So. All right. And thanks for listening.
Cheers.